The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One last thing on this Easterby deal. Do you think these videos are enough for Cal McNair to say, you know what, enough already?
No.
I don't either.
No, this is not a rational guy right now. This is not a guy who's thinking like, okay, well, now these old videos came out, I guess this is what's going to make us move on from. He's all in with this hand. Who's this more meaningful to? Who would a win mean more to, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes?
For Tom Brady, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, if he adds another Super Bowl, he adds another Super Bowl.
But
it's nice that he won it in another uniform.
Without Belichick.
Yeah, but no, I don't think it means anything. For Mahomes, I mean, we're looking at his legacy being made. So, if he doesn't win this one, I still think he's got four or five in him.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or Blitz Facebook page. Fine. Twitter. You know all the Twitter. Twitch. Text. You guys know how to do this. You don't need me to tell you. First 2 hours, a lot of fun. We're out here at 500 in Beaumont and with all the Beaumont folks who I absolutely love. Great people.
You love all of them?
Yes.
What about the one that gave you coronavirus?
You know what? No hatred for that.
Okay, you forgive.
Yeah, it was. I mean, if I'd gotten it and gotten as sick as Tyler did, I might have a different opinion. But
I think Tyler was overselling his sickness.
I don't know. Tyler
just wanted to be gone from work for a long time.
No, Tyler likes being there. Tyler doesn't exaggerate much.
So if I had every symptom that I told you about all at once, would have been very bad. But I had them like kind of staggered.
They rotated through.
Yeah. So I had one, and then 4 days later I had the other one. Then 4 days later again I had the other one. So like I still had symptoms for the whole 2 weeks. But it just wasn't all at once.
What was funny...
Was ED ever a symptom?
No.
Okay, so you... Did
you have relations while you had COVID?
Or yeah. Masturbate?
Did your lady friend have the Roni?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But she was asymptomatic.
So she wasn't scared to like for you to pass the...
We both got it. What does it matter?
We both got positive tests on the same day.
That's so what I tried to convince my wife.
Like, I'll be honest.
We both have it, and she's like, I'm still not sleeping with you.
So if me and my wife both had COVID, and she was like hacking and coughing, and I was asymptomatic, I wouldn't have sex with her.
I'd make it fast.
No, I wouldn't. I'd sleep in a separate room. I'd be like, because I feel like... I'm gonna get that.
Dude,
I'm gonna get that part of the Rona.
You
I don't want that.
Like the symptoms would jump to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I would be so happy just to get laid that I wouldn't care. but no, I mean, you guys always you're all worried about me. I'm telling you, I'm Keith Richards. This stuff's never gonna kill me. And I never like it was really weird hearing all of Tyler's symptoms and some of the other people who had it. We all got it at the same time. And yet here I am, Mr. At-Risk, fat old ugly guy, nothing. It's so weird. It's such a weird disease.
Are you going to get a vaccine?
I am. I'm on the wait list. And I've also...
Are you Tyler?
Yeah, probably.
But see,
But you're not on the list yet?
I haven't signed up for anything, no. I thought since I'm young, like I
can't
sign up for it.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that'll get you on. That gets you in 1B where I am.
I'm medically obese, yeah. Apparently.
But
yeah.
I'm obese and I'm a disabled vet.
Yeah, you're.
I should have been front of the line.
Yeah. No, I'm.
Sorry, old folks who might actually die.
Obese.
I'm
obese, hypertension, type 2. So I'm 1B.
Okay.
So I'm the group that's getting vaccinated now. I haven't been able to get an appointment. So I'm on the wait list with the city. But I also, we have a mutual friend who works for a hospital who sent me the link to their thing.
Are you getting a back alley vaccine?
It's not back alley. What they were telling me, this is amazing. It's like people will do appointments, and the vaccine only lasts for so long. So if people miss their appointments, those vaccines are lost.
Well, there was a guy who got in trouble because he was a doctor, and he took a bunch of vaccines home to his family because they were set to expire that weekend. So he was like, well, I'll just take these home and vaccinate my whole family.
That's a little much.
Yeah. There was also another one where apparently a bunch of traffic got stopped because of, like, bad road conditions. And somebody in that pile, not necessarily a pileup, but they had a bunch of vaccines. So they're like, they just went to all the cars and gave them out because they were going to expire.
Well, and, you know, I get that. So I just want to get a damn vaccine and be done with it because I kind of feel like I've got the antibodies for a while because it was recently that we had it and we should
I think antibodies are supposed to last like 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, so I kind of feel like as long as I get it before June, I'm fine, right? But I also the one thing that has me a little nervous, I've had a lot of friends that have done this, that second shot apparently really messes with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
Oh, I'm not.
Trey, what about you? You're obese. You're a disabled vet. We served together in Nam. So
No. Trey and I served together in World War I.
Oh.
We were part of the Canadian contingent that went over
Operation
early.
Iraqi Freedom.
Trey's like that senator who he has a Ranger tab, but he's not a real Ranger.
Yeah. Stolen Valor.
There's a senator that has that?
Yeah, what was that guy's name, Aaron?
So I think it's Tom Cotton, who went through Ranger school, graduated, and AJ, we were talking about this. On graduation day, they say, congratulations, Rangers. You are an Army Ranger. And I think it was Newsweek published an article saying he had stolen valor because he wasn't in SOCOM when he graduated.
He's a Republican,
Ranger,
right?
Ranger school. Yes.
Yeah, that's why people are saying stolen valor. Well, like they want to cancel him. Listen, if you finish Ranger school and you get a tab, you are a Ranger. You don't have to serve in a Ranger unit. That's not the way it works.
The funnier part is, and you, AJ, you'll remember this, from like 2016 when they had the two female soldiers go through Ranger school.
It
was a huge thing in the media.
Yeah.
Newsweek published an article in 2016 saying we have two female Army Rangers. They went
but
back
they didn't
and deleted
serve in a Ranger unit.
When they started criticizing, when Tom Cotton started getting criticized last week, Newsweek went back and edited the article from 2016 calling those two female soldiers Rangers.
So here's my question. So I got my – when I was in the Army, I was airborne.
But didn't you teach Ranger school?
I did work at the Ranger school.
Okay.
I worked at the pre-Ranger school
on
Fort Campbell. But I got my airborne tab when I finished basic training. I went to airborne school, and about 10% of the graduates of airborne school – go somewhere other than the 82nd Airborne Division, which is at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I was in that 10%. So I got shipped off to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where I never jumped out of an airplane again after I left airborne school. I rappelled out of helicopters and did some other stuff, but I never was airborne again. I still had an airborne tab.
Right.
But I wasn't in a unit that did airborne ops. Take away the fact that I went through the same training as everyone else?
No.
That's crazy.
Not at all.
That guy's a Ranger.
Yeah.
You finish Ranger school, you are a Ranger. I don't that's nonsense
to me. Just because you didn't go over and, you know, do black ops in Iraq.
You don't always get to decide where you're assigned. So like if you go through if the three of us all went through the same Ranger school and you got sent to the 75th and we didn't, why are you more of a Ranger than us? Because you don't get to choose where you go in the Army.
Yeah, just because you got to go to Hawaii and, you know, enjoy life
doesn't mean you're not a Ranger.
From my understanding is you can do any, like when you sign your contract for the Army, whatever job you sign for, if you qualify, you can still go to Ranger school. So you can sign up as a cook and still go to Ranger school if you graduate in the top of your boot camp class. That still makes you a Ranger.
In my contract, I was guaranteed Ranger school. After airborne, so but to go to Ranger school, one of the qualifications is you have to be airborne qualified. So I went to basic training, finished my basic training, went to airborne school, and I was supposed to go to Ranger school right after airborne school. But I broke my feet in airborne school. And I finished airborne school and went to the medic at the end of airborne school. Because if you leave early, you get recycled. And
right.
Then you, I mean, it's a pain in the ass to go back. And the medic was like, yeah, you're not going to be able to do ranger school like that. So I was like, I just never got back around to doing it. Like, so, but you can get that put in your contract. But if I had done that school and then gone to the same unit that I went to, I would still be a ranger. I think that's non-military guys trying to make military rules. I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, it sounds like they're making it political, right? Like everything else.
Yeah, it was a Salon.com article that said Senator
Salon.com?
Yep.
What the bleep is Salon.com?
Have you never been to Salon.com?
Apparently not.
It's a very woke publication.
Well, Fred hasn't had hair up until recently, so.
Hey, don't knock the mane now.
Well, I'm saying now you can go to Salon.com because you have hair.
I do need a haircut.
Want you to dye your hair pitch black. Black as midnight.
All right,
Bubba.
If I do that,
yes.
If
you win the Super Bowl, probably.
What about this? So you said you want a little bit of gray in it. What if you go pitch black
and leave
and
one,
then,
streak?
And then on the side, like yeah,
well,
you do a streak of
I'm
gray.
I'm thinking of leaving the sides gray,
like your sideburns.
Yeah, like well, I don't really have sideburns, but like the sides here.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of going black with everything else and kind of like the...
I'm talking...
The grandpa and
Midnight
Adam's
black.
Family.
Yes, like grandpa.
Midnight black, huh?
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. We win this pool, I'll do it.
Yes.
All right, so we all worked on it together. It's a team effort.
And listen, in solidarity, I'll dye my hair black too.
Oh, stop. No, you dye your beard and mustache.
No,
jet
what
black.
he could do the Carlos Beltran thing where he sharpies his hair on.
Yeah, I'll sharpie my hair on.
No, just dye the beard black.
Done.
Like
deal.
Darkest black.
Okay.
All right. This sounds
maybe
like
I'll
a plan.
I'll just have a standalone mustache and I'll dye it black.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you guys a second
extra creep factor.
If we don't win, and as you know, I've been working on a very big business deal. As long as we actually get the money from it next week, I'll do it.
Okay.
All right.
How's that?
All right.
Fine. What do we have here?
Allstate.
Oh, you know what? And I said this the other day, but I'll go ahead and repeat it. I had a friend who texted me and said, I've got to replace my windows because my HOA is on my ass. Do you guys have a place? And I said, yeah, Allstate Windows and Siding. AJ talks about them every day.
Yeah. Guess what happened today when I got here? Our friend Chip was like, hey, will Allstate come out to Beaumont? And I said, you know what, Chip? I don't know. I'll find out for you, though. But if they do, it's definitely worth it because they did a great job at my house. My wife foolishly broke a window in hurricane preparation like a dummy. Not to say she is a dummy. It was just a dummy thing she did. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to have Allstate come out and replace that window. Well, turns out, after some talking and seeing the benefits, we said, you know what, let's replace every window in our house. And right now, you can get 25% off all window packages. So I got that 25% off. They'll give you a discount if you pay all cash up front. So I did that, got that discount. They'll give you a discount for being a military or first responder. So I got that. I got a bunch of discounts, Fred, is what I'm trying to tell you. And the windows look great. And now I'm saving 40% on my electric bill. How about that, Bubba? You want the best rate? Call Allstate. 832-204-1936 or check them out online. AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. See, I was ready to go there. I just want to make that clear. I mean, I will take the blame when I screw up.
No, it was my fault.
I'll take the blame for everybody else. I just, you know.
I've done it twice.
Yeah, I know. So everybody says what I'm talking about is the Paulie Walnuts look. I could do that.
All right.
I think I could pull that off. Like silver, though. I need silver, not gray.
Yeah.
So that's going to have to be colored, too.
Almost like bright white.
Yeah. All right, so if there's a stylist out there who listens to the show, who's a fan.
I'll do it for you, man.
No, not you. You're not a stylist.
I'm a stylist.
I mean, no offense, I prefer really hot chick or gay guy if they're going to do my hair.
How do you know I'm not gay?
I don't know that you aren't, but...
Have you ever had proof that I'm not gay?
Yeah, but if I talk about that on air, you're going to get pissed at me. So, yeah, basically, either of the two, I will give you a shout-out to your company, but I need somebody who can actually style it and make this look good. Because, I mean, I've got something to work with. I just need an artist.
I think it'd be cool if Trey got the same hairstyle as you. Like, if he dyed his black with some white streaks.
Trey's got the unique style, right? You can't mess with Trey's hair. Trey is a ginger juggalo. That is who he is.
That's his brand.
That is what he is. We can't mess with that.
Trey, I convinced Trey to get a haircut one time, and I think he was, like, legitimately mad at me for a while. Like, he was, like, real emotional about it that he got a haircut.
AJ. But he's right. You don't mess...
He just felt like he wasn't himself.
He needs to let that stuff grow out. I mean, you got to be who you are, right? You're a bald guy. You don't understand. Sorry. You used to have hair.
But there was a time when I had some hair,
But you don't now.
I don't now.
So why don't you let us live?
I could grow it out and have, like, the bozo look, like the bozo ring.
Which is underrated.
No, it looks terrible, I would imagine.
Well, it probably looks terrible on you, but I'm just
saying. At some point, like, you...
Bozo pulled it off.
When you don't... Like, at some point, you have to decide... Because it looks better to have no hair than to try to fight with just a little bit.
No, and I wish I had a Linville read here because that's where I was. It was time to shave it. And then I got this done, and now I'm like, you know, I got the mafia look going again.
Like, I just decided it looks a lot cooler for me to shave my head than to have really thin hair.
Well, in reality, I don't really – it doesn't matter because I wear hats all the time.
Right.
So do you, right? But –
what do you think Bruce Willis would look like with hair?
Oh, I don't know. You know what? What was
probably
that?
Not no, good though.
No,
right?
The last time I saw him in a movie with hair, it was that.
It was in the '80s.
No, it was more recent than that. It was, I think, in the late 2000s. He did a movie about. I don't remember what it was called.
Sixth Sense. He had hair.
No, it wasn't Sixth Sense. It was later
that was
than
a
that.
Wig.
That it was the one where they go
that
into
wasn't real hair.
Surrogates. That's what it was. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh yeah, that wasn't real hair either.
You know how I know Fred's had some booze?
No,
just double pointed at us.
No, I was just very happy to remember the name of the damn movie. But
oh wait, I'm thinking of Looper. Never mind.
No, Looper. He was bald.
Yeah, like how? But, what about Charles Barkley? Like how do you think Charles Barkley would look if he grew out his hair?
I've never seen Charles Barkley with hair.
It would look weird, right? What about Michael Jordan now? Like, I'm sure Michael Jordan could grow some hair, but it probably wouldn't look great.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan's not really an attractive man anyway.
Do you think he would grow that mustache back?
The soul patch?
Well, no, it was...
He had that.
He had the Hitler mustache.
He did have that. Black guys are allowed to have that kind of mustache.
Somebody said Bruce Willis had hair in 12 Monkeys. I don't remember that. Did he?
That was... Mid-90s, though,
yeah,
right?
That's farther back. But go look up Bruce Willis Surrogates. And he had hair. And he actually, I think he looked pretty good. Although I'm so used to him being bald, I think he looks better bald. While you guys are looking that up, can I do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day?
Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah,
but
that was a wig.
I'll be honest. Like,
well, it's a wig. Yeah, nobody said it wasn't a
wig.
We were
talking about real hair.
He's bald.
Yeah.
No,
he's bald in most of the movie.
No, his main character is bald. His surrogate has hair.
If we're talking real hair, like Die Hard is like the last time.
But it was like a bozo ring.
Yeah, he had this and like.
No, I didn't say it was real hair.
Like right
here. Just he looked good with. He looked good as the surrogate.
Well, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about if he actually grew out hair, what would it look like?
He kind of looks like Simple Jack there. That's oh, a he Simple does. Jack haircut.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Macaulay Culkin if he were, like, actually left home alone by his parents and just not taken care of.
And that's
so he had a really
abused.
Sad childhood and then grew yeah. up to be angry. I think Macaulay Culkin actually grew up doing heroin and
he
stuff.
He looks
so.
Like that now. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin does.
Yeah. So all right. Maybe his parents weren't really that active in his life.
Can we please do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, Aaron?
Yes.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Oh. All right. I have a teacher-student sex scandal from the UK. A married teacher is accused of having sex with a 15-year-old student three times.
All right, all right. A male teacher or a female teacher?
Female. Candace Barber, 35, is accused of straddling the boy in her vehicle, having sex in a field, and performing a sex act on him in the woods in 2018. However, her lawyer has a defense for this. He says she was so tiny, she only came up to the teen's shoulder, making their alleged romps physically impossible.
So she's saying she's too short.
She's 5 feet tall.
To have sex with a tall man.
Yes. Okay, I don't want to side with the prosecution here, but as a 6'3" man, I have had sex with a woman under 5 feet tall. Really, no problems, and it was fun.
I
actually more than one woman under 5 feet tall
at the same time.
No, just in general.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I've been 6'3" since I was 15 years old,
right.
14 years old, and yes, at some point I've made whoopee with a sub 5 foot woman. So that is not an applicable defense.
No. The student initially denied the affair, thinking he might have impregnated her, but later confessed that after topless Snapchat photos she sent him began spreading around his school. She's always denied the allegations and claimed the images were hacked.
Okay.
But investigators later found a series of seemingly incriminating Google searches, including alibi and lie about where you have been. Okay, can I just... Let me just step in here.
Nice. That's the best thing to Google. How do I lie about where I've been? How do I totally erase my chat history so the cops can't find it?
Guys, that sounds like something Cal McNair would do. How stupid do you have to be to Google? I mean, how can you not figure this out on your own? I'm just asking. So
this took a turn from a porn story to a dumbass report.
Yeah. The lawyer said there's no way. He said, you told the police you stood behind her, you had pulled your clothes down, you accept that she is quite tiny, only about 5 feet, isn't she? So you were taller than her at the time, were you? I mean, how do you...
How tall is this guy?
Over
is
6 feet.
Is he like 6'9"?
He's like 6 feet. No, I mean, he'd have to be... We'd have to be talking about Yao Ming, right? And by the way, did you ever see the tiny that Shaq was hooking up with for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah,
his wife is
small. What is she, like 5 feet?
And Shaq's, I mean.
Shaq's not a small man.
I've
seen Shaq in a locker room. Shaq is not a small
I've
man.
I've never seen Shaq naked, but I'm going to assume Shaq is probably bigger than me.
Let me just say this.
I'm going out on a limb there.
Shaq is not 7 feet, 3 inches.
Okay.
Having seen him in the locker room.
Okay.
Shaq is, how do you put this? Proportional.
He's strong.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you, pervert.
You can't not see it.
I mean, but clearly, like, when did you see it?
I don't remember when, but he played in, when they played in Houston and I was in
so
the...
So you've held on to this image for years and years.
I never held anything.
I mean, but the mental image has been in your head for years now.
No, I'm just giving you an answer, right?
Were you more impressed with length or girth?
Well, okay, let's back up since you're trying to turn this into a perverted thing.
I'm trying to. I mean,
you, I'm just saying.
You just basically told me you saw Shaq in the locker room and he has a hog.
He's fine. He's no Cedric Maxwell.
Cornbread?
Cornbread is legendary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he legendary for length or girth?
Length.
Length, okay.
All right. by the way, let's go to break. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
You don't want to talk about this more?
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
The only locker room... Like the locker room memory.
See, you went
that
to
I
UT.
Have,
they all have small penises there. Come on.
The only locker room memory I have is I saw Terrence Cody naked once in the locker room at a Texans game, and it was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen. Like
well, he was like a really large.
He was a
and probably very small. I'm just guessing.
I couldn't see because he had like a Fupa-ish thing that was like covering. It was like a protective coating. I mean, it was really crazy. Like, you know how cats have like, it's almost like a webbing. Like, it looks like cats should be able to fly because between like their elbow and their body, they've got this giant flap. It's for protection in case they fight with another cat.
Right.
Terrence Cody had that from like, honestly, his nipples were below his waist. And, like, he had another one, that like a secondary flap that went down, like, almost knee level. And it was was crazy looking.
You know who else was kind of oddly not proportional?
I don't look great naked, by the way. I'm not trying to pretend like I'm surprised.
No. Oh, my God. No one wants to see me naked, especially not my wife. But
who do you think looks better naked, you or Trump?
You know what? I think I got him.
I want to see it so bad. I don't want to see him totally naked.
No, I mean.
Just topless.
I think he probably looks the same.
I want to see Trump topless. Like, are you not curious about what it looks like? I am. I'm certainly curious. Like,
I would just be willing to bet I'm packing a little more than Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a presidential package.
Yeah, it may be.
And he's famous. When you're famous, you can just grab him.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, but when you're famous, you don't need a package.
It's true.
You know, you can get by with anything.
It's true.
I bet if we had a contest, I feel like I'd stand up well.
Well, I wasn't thinking about that. I just want to see Trump topless.
That's your whole thing. You were just trying.
I want to see him in a speedo.
You just
really want
to see Trump's nipples. Just
I do.
I know. I don't get it. Whatever. Like, you made Aaron tweet out a nipple. You want to talk about disgusting? I mean, I don't know why you're so fascinated with nipples and poo.
If you had to guess, are Trump's nipples bigger or smaller than the bottom of that beer bottle?
Oh, bigger.
That's crazy, isn't it?
No, I think, you know, listen.
It's huge.
No, I'm telling you, that guy has pancakes, right?
That's wild to think about.
He has to, right? He's got those, I mean, yeah.
It really is a, it takes up time. Right, like, it takes up space in my brain thinking about that.
Here's another bet.
Which is sad, but true.
Trump, bigger nipples than Biden, by far.
Oh, yes.
Biden's got those little rat tails, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Biden's got – he probably has weird nipples, but they're not big.
He's got those little tiny ones that look like a rat tail.
Yeah.
I mean, they're long.
I don't think they're long. I think they're kind of normal, but for an old – like they're old guy nipples.
All right, we're way late for break. Let's go to break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5. Nothing less than legendary. Gangster hereditary. Got it from my dad. Flow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Boy, I was doing a good job not texting, not looking at the text or the Twitch. And then I looked at the text line from Golfer B. Which, by the way, I hope you slice everything into the woods from now on. Fred on road shows in Beaumont is the worst radio. Okay. Guess what? Every text you send is the worst text. Dickweed.
Well, that seems...
And, no, you know what? Hey, the good news is you ain't going to have to deal with me for much longer, so suck it. Anyway, final predictions on the Super Bowl.
I am going with boy, it's gonna be close. I'm going like
that's why I hate this game, because it is going to be close. I love the Chiefs to win. 3 is the perfect number, though, because
I think so too.
And that's, I bet it at 3. I figure I'm going to push.
I'm like 30-27 Chiefs.
Yeah, I had 31-28, somewhere in that range. So slightly over. But, yeah.
Aaron?
I don't remember the exact numbers I gave out yesterday. I think like a 31.
Oh, you got a total of 69, right?
Yeah, 79.
79.
No, 72.
72, yeah.
62 when the math was done.
You're like 38-42 or something like that.
I think I had 34-28.
Okay. Tyler, you got a feel? Bucks by 20, 30?
No, not by that much. I'm going to go.
Yeah, we Bucks by 40 based on your comments earlier,
no,
sir.
No. Bucks 35, Chiefs 31.
I guess, I don't know. Everybody I've heard say that they're on the Bucks likes it in a high-scoring game. And I guess the thought process is the Chiefs don't have a great defense.
The Chiefs' defense isn't as bad as you think. They're not great.
I'll say
they're
this.
They're not top level, but they're pretty good.
The Chiefs' defense played the second-best offense in the league 2 weeks ago and literally made them look like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
they basically forced them into a situation where Allen had to make every play. And while this is a – I mean, the Bucks do have more weapons in general than what the Bills have. I still think they're going to be able to take away some things. I don't think the Chiefs' defense is a joke. It just gets overlooked because they have an offense. And we went through it earlier, how many times they've – in their last 16 drives in the playoffs, they've scored on 15 of them or had a field goal miss, so 14 and 16. So you don't pay attention to their defense. Their defense can play well.
Well, here's the other thing that you have to really ask yourself. In 2021 – like, if we say what percentage of importance do you put on offense versus defense, where are you at? Like, 75% offense?
Yeah.
Like, how often do you think we're going to see teams win the Super Bowl that are really, really strong defenses that they carry their poor offense through? Like the Bucks team that won the Super Bowl. I think those days are gone.
Go back a year, 49ers. That was what they were.
The 49ers offense wasn't terrible.
No, but they were all defense.
Yeah.
And running the ball.
And they didn't win.
No, they didn't.
I don't know. I think as we get further down the line, it's just going to be harder and harder to win without elite offense. And the Bucks offense is good. They've got playmakers. I just don't know if I consider them elite. And I think the Chiefs are an elite offense.
I think the Chiefs win this game. I think they're the better team. I think they'll have to get unlucky to lose, which can happen. But I think the number's perfect. I feel better about the Chiefs than I do Tampa. So my money's on the Chiefs to cover the 3. But I honestly feel like I have a better chance of pushing than winning.
Okay.
If that's fair. So anyway. All right. Well, we got a segment left. We got some stupid stuff. This has been fun. How you guys holding up over there? Am I not a good friend for getting you purple kittles?
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's a good call, man. Thank you.
I saw those outside and bought the last 4.
Where were what do they got? Like an outside bar?
No, they've got an outside not a refrigerator, but one of those. Yeah, a refrigerator basically.
Oh, nice.
And I happened to see 4 of them sitting there, and I thought, okay, well, let's take care of the team here.
Hey, good job, Bubba. You really came through in the clutch on that one.
Do you think the Baytown Badass ever buys purple kittles for?
No.
He probably doesn't even know what purple kittles is.
Am I the only one, though, like when you were driving here today and you drove through Baytown, Texas, and you saw the sign that said Baytown, Texas, you said, hell yeah, Bubba, feels good to be home, baby. Back here in old Baytown, always good to see you boys. Like, am I the only one who, like, as soon as I hit Baytown city limits, I turn into him.
But see, when I hit the Baytown city limits, all I can think about is Buc-ee's.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, they got us a badass old gas station they built out here in Baytown, Bubba. Got a beaver, got a beaver head on it and everything like you wouldn't believe, partner.
Like,
that's how I think of it.
I specifically refused to pee when I left my house so I could use the Buc-ee's bathroom.
You gave yourself a UTI so you could make it to Buc-ee's.
Exactly. 30,
like, you waited, you just waited 30 minutes to go pee. That's it.
27 from my house.
Same thing.
Fred was like, hey, I should pee before I leave the house. Oh, you know what? I'm driving through Baytown. I'm going to hold it. Well, it's kind of an emergency. And Fred's like, oh, no,
and
I'm doing it.
You should see all the stuff I loaded up on in the back of my vehicle.
You're like that astronaut that wore the diaper just in
case
you
couldn't
make it to Buc-ee's.
Yeah. But no, like, because I buy all their salsa. I buy their barbecue sauce. So, like, I spent like $100 today at Buc-ee's buying.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I almost was late to this because I got stuck behind three old ladies with full baskets of crap like that.
What'd you get at Buc-ee's?
I got a sandwich, turkey melt or something.
Oh, yeah, dude,
chips.
get the chopped brisket, man. That is the best.
It's good.
There's like real. We're in Texas. There's real barbecue places.
I know.
I always get the BLT.
You're like, no, Bubba, I gotta get that gas station queue. Maybe you don't remember a little show called the Texas Chainsaw Massacre where they had a gas station serving barbecue.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, the barbecue was people.
Well,
don't eat
I'll
gas station
what,
barbecue.
If Buc-ee's is making people in their barbecue, sign me up. Good stuff. Soylent Green is people!
That's a different movie that they ate people in.
Okay, well, you know what? You're the one who brought it up, okay? By the way, you need to tell the people about
Payama Grom. Yeah, guys, you want to get your lady something special for Valentine's Day, and you want to do minimal work. Let's face it, men, we are lazy creatures. We want to do as little as possible and take all the credit when things go right. That's where Payama Grom comes in. They got you covered. Whether you want something sexy, you want something comfy, you want something cozy, you want something cute, they got it all, including the Tempting Touch PJs, the softest pajamas known to man in the history of time. Pajama scientists have agreed on it. It is the softest PJs ever, only available at pajamagram.com. And here's the great thing. They're going to gift wrap for you. Whatever you order, they're going to wrap it up so you don't have to deal with it. Because let's face it, if you wrap it, it's just going to take away from the quality of the gift. It's going to look terrible. Let the experts handle it. They got you covered at pajamagram.com. It's fast. It's easy. Valentine's Day delivery is guaranteed, and like I said, they got something for everyone at pajamagram.com. Get on out there, pajamagram.com, find what you like, and when you order, tell them AJ sent you.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And what are you laughing at now?
Rico says, been saying Bubba way more and often than I'd like to admit. I blame Fred Fowler because that's trendy. AJ is somehow innocent. Thank you, Rico. That's
what the hell did I do?
You're just getting blamed for everything.
I know.
Recently.
Yeah,
that's
you know what?
It
and it's okay. You guys blame me for everything, and now everybody's like, because I made an off the cuff comment. They think I'm leaving, which, by the way, I am. I don't know when yet, but as all of you guys know, I've been working on a couple of huge things. The first one's already come through. The second one's going to happen in the next couple of weeks.
And then you're just out of here?
I don't know. I don't know how long I'll be able to do this.
Excuse me.
You know,
that slipped.
And
at least, you know what?
But I'm going to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I'm close to a very big movie deal for a lot of movies, and I've always said I want to play poker and write. And I'm that close to doing it. It's just a matter of signing some papers, and then I'll decide how much longer I can do radio.
Okay.
And if I were a betting man, I would say sometime between June of this year and the end of 2022.
Okay.
So, and frankly,
hope you're getting those podcast reps, Trey. I'm going to need a co-host.
Yeah, you are. Because it hit me today. This might be my last trip to Beaumont. Because I don't know.
You own property out here.
No, I mean my last trip for a show.
Okay.
I honestly
thought the same thing, that this might be my last trip to Beaumont, but it's because I'm pretty convinced I'm dying of coronavirus after today.
Dude, you know what? The corona's going to roll off you like water, just like it did me. The corona jumped on me and it said, holy bleep, this guy's got so much alcohol and cigarettes.
I'm not built for this.
You have the immune
system.
Blood.
No.
I do have the magic blood. That is a fact.
I'm
type O negative. Me and Trey were the only two in this whole place.
All I know is Rona got on me and it said, what the hell am I doing here? I'm out, bro. This guy's got so much crap in his system. This is Keith Richards. I ain't messing with him. Anyway, hey, let's do stupid stuff real quick.
Trey, we have so much in common. Between both spending time in your mom and our blood type.
As soon as I saw that, I said, well, I guess we can forget about that, Bubba. Am I overusing Bubba? Is it going to be annoying?
No, you got to say, man. You say, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man, let me tell you what. But then I always want to say Bubba at the end for some reason.
Now, I
when I say man, I still want to hit it with a Bubba at the end just because it's funny to me.
Pass on to the people that, you're not Rona in me, are you?
No.
But it doesn't matter. You can Rona me all you want. I got antibody.
I breathe wrong. The UMBC Retrievers got it done. Do you know they have a player on their team who's 5'2"?
I did not know that.
It is crazy looking.
So an actual retriever would be taller than him.
He looks like Gary Coleman running around on the court. It's really, really alarming. I'd much rather see Arizona and see Cliff and little Kyler.
Little cute Kyler.
Wouldn't it be funny if everybody talked to Kyler like he's a little kid?
He's a good boy. Who's a good
kid? Yeah, it's my big boy. It'd be funny if, like, the offensive lineman pinched his cheeks.
Oh, boy.
Did you go potty by yourself? That's my big boy. I'm 25 years old. Oh, you're so cute.
I, too, appreciate hearts. I think they're a good thing to have.
Well, it's good when they work, isn't it?
Yeah, because when they stop, you know what generally happens?
Well, it happened to his grandpa. He just died.
I know. So there you go. So, everyone, keep your hearts working. Especially if you're a blitzer. Now, if you listen to 610, you can turn that thing off.
Well, you don't have a heart anymore.
Well, that's true. What are the odds? It's going to be fun today, huh?
I think it's going to be fun, Freddie.
I feel really good about today's show.
I do, too. It's a hump day, they say. And, you know, we got one.
Every time you say that, I see that damn commercial with the camel walking through the office. What day is it?
We should get a camel to sit in the back of our studio on hump days. So that'd be a good thing to have.
I remember
what
happened to the bear, though. That camel's getting violated.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
At least by me, but anyway. Will the color of the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach be orange?
No.
I'm going to go yes, because it was last year, too.
Okay.
All right, tiebreaker. Total points.
Orange is the best Gatorade.
It is the new black.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little beer.
Let's do it. Beer.
What?
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
I said, let's talk beer.
Oh, God, I thought you said... I heard an advertisement while I was driving in that John McClain's exclusively on 610.
He is exclusively local on 610, but when Big Daddy calls, John answers the call. You never know when ESPN's going to put a movie together or something, and they're going to need someone to play a reporter. And who would that someone be? Well, of course, yours truly, Fred. You ever seen the spreads they got at them movie scenes? I mean, it's unbelievable craft services. But it's not just craft. You hear that and you think, Well, what's there going to be, macaroni and cheese? Well, yeah, there is macaroni and cheese, but there's lots of other stuff, too. Not necessarily Kraft brand. That's a trick that people outside the movie business don't always know.
See, that sounded like McClane had sex with the Baytown Badass and that's her child.
Hey, Bubba, you ain't never seen no Baytown Badass on some fancy Hollywood movie scene. I'll tell you that much, Bubba.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I liked my craft services joke.
Oh, good. That was a good bit. That was awesome, yeah. I'll give you credit for that. IoT says David Barron writing a story about Fred leaving. That David Barron's gone, man.
Yeah, Fred. All he wanted to do was outlast Barron. That was Fred's only goal.
No, I think Greg is actually writing TV radio now over there, and he's really good.
Is he going to write us as local programming?
No, you know what? He actually quoted me in one of his stories, so I have a lot of respect for him. He's a good dude. So, but yeah, man. Listen, love you guys here in Beaumont. I really do. I hope this isn't the last time, but it may be, and if it is, you know what? We've had a great run together. Great job, AJ. Great job, Tyler. Great job, Barron. We'll be back Monday to break down that damn Super Bowl.
Is there a game this weekend?
A little bit.
Sports match game? All right.
I just want to mention, you know what? That UH loss the other night depressed me so much because my hopes were, hey, they might be good enough to make the Final Four. But if you lose on the road to that team, you're garbage. I'm sorry. So now I'm depressed over that.
Well, now you brought it up again. That's on you, Bubba.
I know. Anyway, all right. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.
Looking forward to the weekend, weather.
This is ESPN 97.5.